right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Gentleman, Ted.
Yep.
Thank you. The numbers are in. The state that leads the nation in bed bugs, Michigan.
Really? So they like the cold.
I have no idea why.
So damn youpers.
Has anybody here ever experienced bed bugs?
I have not.
I know.
I mean, knock on wood.
Ted?
No.
I'd like to keep it that way.
Right? There was like a 1 in 59 chance in Michigan that you were likely to encounter bed bugs. And I thank God I haven't experienced that.
Well, as soon as I bought my new mattress, the guy said, this liner will keep bed bugs from being there. It's like a plastic thing that you zip around it.
And that's all you got to say.
I was like, give me one.
I mean, honestly, man.
I'm buying a new mattress for thousands of dollars anyway. What's a $30 cover?
Like 10 years ago, maybe, is when I found out bed bugs were real. I'd only heard the reference, you know, good night, don't let the bed bugs bite, whatever. I thought it was something stupid the parents said. Then I found out bed bugs are real, and I'm like, Jesus, man. Okay.
100% the same. I always just thought it was something people said.
Yeah.
That's one thing that if I ever encountered it, this is non-negotiable. I need to be able to be comfortable and know that there's not creatures in the bed with me.
I think that's fair.
I think that would just... I would sleep on the floor. I can't do it.
Then you get floor bugs.
Yes. Yeah. Those are just called cockroaches. Apparently, one of the quirks of Gen Alpha is they're speaking Minionese.
Which generation is Gen Alpha?
That's the one that is now after Gen Z.
Children. So, can we just call them children?
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, at this point, you don't get a generation. I think you get a generation when you turn 18 and you start taking responsibility for yourself. Right now, you're a kid. But either way, so Minionese, what are they, just imitating the Minions?
Right. They're speaking the language of the Minions, which is a mix of, what was it, like Russian, Korean, Spanish. It's a mixture of a lot of different languages. And so it's usually just a one-off word.
I mean, a lot of times kids talk like that anyway. Believe it or not, Mike, when they do these Minions movies, even though they speak gibberish as best we can tell, they actually change the vocal tones depending what country they release it in. Because they said, look, thing about the Minions, when we watch it in States or Canada, maybe Australia, you can get a sense of what they're talking about. Not word for word, but you get an idea. And they said you would do the same thing like in Japan, but because they inflect different than we do here, it made absolutely no sense. So they realize...
It's all just based on the inflections of the language.
Right.
The country.
No, they never speak an actual language, but they do the inflections right, depending on the country.
So Australia, they got more of a good day, mate, kind of a roll to it.
Right. They're going to sound a little more like that. Russia, they would probably just don't smile or something.
I like that. That makes perfect sense.
I don't think they knew until they released the first movie, and they realized, like... Because everyone likes the Minions. You can like or not like the Despicable Me movies, but the Minions, you can even watch a commercial and you chuckle, right? And they realize, they're just not testing well. And somebody said, man, just change the inflection to whatever the native tongue is there. And sure enough, they're as popular around the world now as they are here in the States once they change the inflection.
Because nobody could get the inflection.
That's it.
No, that makes perfect sense. Let's see here. Several Georgia beaches are suffering from elevated levels of fecal bacteria.
Yep,
they is this from people. Is this...
No, it's poop going in the water from sewage. They have three of their more pristine beaches. You have to remember, Georgia does not have that much coastline.
Right.
You take outside of Savannah and a couple of islands out there. So it's very highly concentrated with people, and all that poop just flows out of that area, you know, into the water.
I like how they say elevated. What that really means is, doesn't matter which body water you get into, there's fecal matter in it.
As far as the East Coast, it's also kind of in a little mini elbow of the East Coast. So it kind of cuts in where Savannah is, down through South Carolina, then goes back east on Florida. So you're in a little bit of a pocket that, you know.
A poop pocket.
Yeah, that doesn't get a lot of.
Poop pocket.
Current.
A toilet bowl, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. Now, I'm going to give you guys a 50% chance of success on this one. Thrill, you currently hold the record, hold the title. It's an adjective brought to you by the letter J, okay?
Jackass.
This means showing or influenced by feelings of distrust, distaste, or hostility. A J word meaning showing or influenced by feelings of distrust, distaste, or hostility.
Jaundiced.
Bam!
All right.
Wow. Jeez, a whiz. Unbelievable.
Wow.
To me, jaundice was like something you didn't want your kids to get, but it wasn't going to kill them.
Yeah.
And then jaundiced with a D somehow. Right. It's a different application altogether.
Influenced by feelings of trust, distaste, or hostility.
That's impressive.
That is.
I just started saying that in meetings. Are you okay? I'm just jaundiced.
Cambridge, Massachusetts is considering changing their liquor laws to only allow bars to serve one drink every 30 minutes per customer.
No, come on, man.
Well, what, you were just trying to take money out of people's pockets that are in business?
Yeah, if I'm a bar, I'm pissed. Like, look, man, people are going to be irresponsible, but inevitably that is the decision that they make. Mm-hmm. It is not on me to police
people
the
won't
behavior
go drink
from
there.
The people.
They'll go to a different neighborhood.
Yeah.
You'll walk two blocks over to Somerville.
Right, something.
Mm. Come on down to Somerville.
I mean, also, like, I get it in theory.
I get
but
it.
But also, sometimes, like, I don't know, like, I'm sure everybody in this room does it. Me and my brother are famous for it. If we order pizzas, we will go wherever we're going. We will go sit at the bar at the pizza place or the bar near the pizza place. So we might be there for half an hour, 40 minutes, and we'll put down two beers in a shot.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is like, look, you already have laws on the books. You know, the bar don't overserve, right? All this kind of thing. And maybe they do, maybe they don't. Different bartenders operate in different ways. But, like, don't force them to do that. And, look, if any bartender thinks you're about to cause an issue, they're going to stop and boot your ass out.
Correct.
They don't want to deal with it. So it's like it's
but
only
Massachusetts
there.
Has weird blue laws to begin with. You still can't have a happy hour there. Like, there's it's insane.
And as much as it costs, well, Boston's expensive. I don't know about the rest of Massachusetts. But, like, bro, all the money it takes to live here, I'm going to go ahead and do, you know.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. My cousins lived in Somerville. Right next door is Cambridge, where Harvard is. So it's much pricier neighborhood.
Right. And then you have these ridiculous rules.
Yeah. Yeah, just if you can hear my voice, trust me on this one. Forget Cambridge. Go over to Somerville. You go to Red Bones. You have fun.
A new study suggests that beans and rice didn't go as far as meat for post-workout muscle protein building.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, rice has no protein, first of all.
Right. I mean, right. Jesus, guys.
I get it if you don't eat meat, but it's hard to beat meat when it comes to protein.
It's kind of known for that. In red beans and rice, you can get it as a meal, but typically it's a side.
It's a side. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like refried beans, but I think if you go to any Mexican restaurant and you're like, I just want refried beans.
They'd be like, what are you doing? You need some protein.
Come on, weirdo.
This weekend, last weekend, I made some peppers and onions and threw in some kielbasa.
All right.
Right? Kind of fried it all together. And then I put it on a bed of rice and beans.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Perfect. A man in Florida took a fall resulting in permanent damage, and the great promotions of Waffle House are to blame, Miles.
What was the promotion?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to Dragon Time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the thrill hell to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Ms. Rachna Gurjar of, I can't pronounce this place, in India. All you need to know is she's a popular social media influencer in India, and she rose to fame by showing off her cash and her jewelry and the rare stones and all this kind of thing. And she would do it on YouTube and a bunch of other social media platforms. Now, her whole shtick is that she's rich and enjoys showing off her material goods, right? So they show these stills. Okay. She has gold bracelets, necklaces, wads of cash, precious stones, all this. Yeah, her home was burglarized and the thieves made off with pretty much all of her cash and jewelry and precious stones, plus other high-dollar items, thanks to her social media post. Oh, yeah. So she has all these followers. They kind of watch. She's like, I am so rich. Look at all the stuff I have. So they waited about a year, figured out where she lived based on what they saw outside of her window.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And keep in mind, they didn't just rob her house. She was home when it happened with her husband. They locked her and her husband in their bedroom while they were asleep. They woke up because they heard noise in the house and realized they couldn't get out of their bedroom. And by the time they finally got out of there, all that crap she's been bragging about, gone.
I mean, that happens. Yeah.
People can figure it out. They can figure it out. Yes, they can. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.